Blog Talk Radio.
NFL Draft Final Player Spotlight.
Welcome back to another edition of the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. I'm your show host, Bo Marchand. Today we're going out west. We're joined with Curtis Marsh, the Utah State Aggies second team All-WAC defensive back. Curtis, welcome to the show. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm great. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. I appreciate you taking some time and joining us this afternoon. Curtis, I think the biggest thing about you, at least the thing that intrigued me when I heard you were coming on the show is, I mean, when you got there to Utah, Brett Guy was the coach. You played running back. Gary Anderson comes in to take over the program, and then you switched to defensive back. I mean, for you, what kind of transition was that?
It was a natural transition for me because I had played the position in high school, and I felt like I had the tools. But at the same time, it was a very difficult transition because corner is an extremely difficult position, and it's totally different at this level than, say, the high school level. So there was a whole bunch of little things that I had to learn. It was really frustrating at first. So it was a difficult but natural transition.
And, I mean, when you first heard, I mean, was that a thing that they came to you? I mean, I know sometimes, you know, guys change positions due to a lack of, you know, guys, you know, available to the team. So, you know, they might say, hey, but, I mean, what did Coach Anderson see in you that he wanted to bring you over?
Well, what actually happened was I really wanted to switch to corner. I had been thinking about it towards the end of my sophomore year, just seeing how things were going at running back, and I knew that I could play the position. And I got really excited when I heard that we were playing man coverage also, and I knew that I'd have an opportunity. And we were also losing three seniors at the position that played significant time my sophomore year. So as soon as Coach Anderson, that first meeting that we had as a team, right after the meeting I went and talked to him in his office and asked if that could happen. And, you know, he ultimately made the decision and moved me to cornerback. And he did it right away and trusted that I could learn the position and contribute. So, you know, that was a great gesture from him, and I'm really thankful that, you know, he did that for me.
Yeah. And the Aggies, you guys play a very aggressive style of defense. I mean, the secondary, you guys can play pretty physical. I mean, is that something you love about, you know, going into it? I mean, do you love that style?
Yes, I do, because I feel like, you know, it puts me it challenges me. You know, I'm not too much depending on other guys. You know, I'm man-to-man, on my own, and starting right at the line of scrimmage, you know, and I get to use, you know, my size, my length, and my speed. You know, I feel like I get to use all of my attributes in the style that we play, and I get to use them the most. So.
Nice. And for you, I mean, you played against some very talented receivers. You went up against Oklahoma's Ryan Broyles, Boise State's Greg Salas, Titus Young. Some talented guys. I mean, for you, I mean, did anybody stick out, the guys you went up against?
You know, when we played Oklahoma, I didn't play against Broyles too much one-on-one. And the times that I did, he didn't catch any balls. But he stuck out as, like, the one that was just, like, making plays. You know, I feel like against us he made the most plays, but Salas was also, you know, really good. I mean, he caught a touchdown on me in a zero coverage play on an inside route, made a great catch, and all those guys are just really good. But I would say that that Broyles and Salas stuck out as the ones that stood out when we played them. You know, we played Boise State, and you know, Titus Young and Austin Pettis didn't really do too much in the contest against us, but those guys are great also. But I'd say Broyles and Salas stuck out the most to me.
We're joined here with Curtis Marsh, the Utah State Aggies, second team All-WAC defensive back here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. It's powered by All Access Football. Curtis, when you look back at your time at school, I mean, did it really fly by? Can you believe you're, like, making the transition from college and hopefully going to the pros?
Yeah, it is flown by really fast, especially when I think about, you know, how I played running back my first 2 years and now playing corner, you know, just at school. You know, it seems so fast now, but, you know, it's really a lot of stuff. I mean, it has just flown by these 4 years, you know, really fast.
And for you, And for you, I mean, was there anybody that was kind of instrumental in, you know, kind of really getting your game to the next level when you look back at your college life?
Oh, yeah, definitely my position coach, Corey Raymond, our cornerbacks coach. He came here shortly after the new coaches arrived because our old corners coach was retained but then decided to leave for the Green Bay Packers, so we brought in Coach Raymond. And I owe everything to him because everything that I know about playing the position at this level has been taught to me by him. I was just completely raw when I first moved to corner 2 years ago, and he just took me and he put everything he knew about corner and taught it to me to the best of his ability. And, you know, I owe everything that I've learned and everything that I've grown on at this level to him.
Nice. And, I mean, for school, I mean, when you look back at, you know, your college life and being an Aggie, I mean, what are some of the things you're going to miss most about just being on campus or maybe seeing him at Romney Stadium on Saturday? I mean, with the fans and the atmosphere. I mean, what, you know, when you look back, what are those things that are going to stand out to you that you're going to, you know, wish you could have back?
Mostly just my teammates in the locker room, you know, all my friends in there, you know. My first year here was the first year where we had that locker room. And, you know, so it just, you know, the environment, you know, you can't replicate it, you know, your college locker room environment, being around all your friends every day, all day, just in meetings, just bonding with those guys during camp, you know. Even some of the guys that have already left and then some of the guys that are still going to be here playing, you know, just missing those guys and being on the field with them and things like that.
Nice. And when you heard that you earned the 2010 All-WAC second team, I mean, where were you and what was your reaction?
I was actually at my house. Our media relations guy called me and let me know as soon as they came out. And I was just really excited because that was one of my goals that I set before the season, you know, because I figured if I could get enough respect to be all WAC, then I would have to put up some good numbers and have respect from all kinds of opponents and, you know, put up, you know, NFL-level film all season, you know, to get that kind of respect in our conference because we have some tremendous athletes at the position in the conference. So that was just one of my goals. And to have that finally realized at the end of the season was a great feeling of accomplishment.
Yeah, you know, and Curtis, I think one of the best things about you, you know, achieving that, you know, accolade was, I mean, having 4 and 8 back-to-back seasons, and yet, you know, the coaches and, you know, the peer, you know, they've respected your game enough. I mean, because a lot of times, you know, you see those awards just go to teams that have, you know, winning records, you know, the 10-2 teams, the 9-3 teams, those are the teams that are, you know, their guys are getting those accolades. But, I mean, I think it really shows, you know, what type of player you are on the field to go, you know, beat 4-8, but yet you stand out on a team that, you know, struggled to get wins. I mean, did you ever think about that for yourself?
Yeah. I knew it was going to be difficult because we have some good corners on some winning teams. You look at Nevada and Boise and Fresno, Hawaii, all those teams, you know, bowl teams, you know, so I was really going to have to stand out, you know, among some good corners. So, yeah, definitely. Makes it even better to do it on a struggling team, which means I had to stand out even more. So,
once again, Curtis Marsh, the Utah State Aggie cornerback, second team All-WAC, joining us here on the NFL 5-0 Player Spotlight Show. Curtis, for you, I mean, have you heard of any All-Star invites, any college, you know, those Super Bowl games like Texas versus Nathan Eastress or East-West Shrine game?
I actually got invited to the Senior Bowl. Steve Hale actually called me a couple weeks back. We haven't done any press releases or anything like that, but I did get a verbal invite to the Senior Bowl from Steve Hale, actually a couple days before the Boise State game, so I'm looking forward to that.
And what's that like, I mean, for you? I mean, you're at this point in your life, I assume you grew up, I mean, your childhood dream, but, you know, to be able to play in the NFL. I mean, you're starting to get close to that point. I mean, when a guy like Steve...
Hello? I'm sorry. I think the connection just broke. Yeah. Hello? Okay. Yeah, I think we lost the connection.
Just cut out mid sentence, or
Hello?
Curtis, you there?
Yeah, the connection's back, I think.
I'm sorry, connected there. Before we got disconnected, I was interested. I mean, when a guy like Steve Hale calls you from the Senior Bowl, I mean, what's your reaction when you get that phone call?
It's just a tremendous honor. Just, you know, very, very humbled and at the same time excited, you know, for such a great opportunity, you know. I never, you know, even dreamed of something like that, especially, you know, changing positions 2 years ago, you know, so just, it's exciting, and it's like a sense of accomplishment. You know, you feel really accomplished when you get that kind of an honor to play in such a prestigious game and have such a tremendous opportunity.
Nice. That's a great accolade. I mean, and that's such a big step towards, you know, reaching all the other incentives that go along this process of getting to that next level. Before we wrap things up today, Curtis, I'd like to do a little thing. We have a little fun with you guys. I call it sweeping the corners. It's just a little fun stuff to get behind the scenes of Curtis Marsh. You ready to go with that?
Yeah, cool. Let's go.
All right, the first corner we're going to sweep is there a particular reason why you wear number 23?
When I was younger and I used to play Pop Warner football, I wanted my own football number instead of, like, trying to get a number like all the stars had, like at the time Emmitt Smith wore, like, 22. So I just wanted 23 because there were no running backs with 23. So, and I stuck with it all the way since I was 10. So.
And the name of one of your teammates on your team and why they got that nickname.
I'm sorry, can you repeat the question?
I'm sorry,
could you repeat that? Which teammate?
What's the best nickname of one of your teammates on your team, and how did they get that nickname?
That's tough. Let me think. I would say my roommate, they call him Nasty Nate. He used to play defensive end. And they just call him Nasty Nate just because his moves at the line and his spin moves and all that stuff getting to the quarterback were real nasty. So that's probably one of the coolest nicknames on the team.
Very nice. And the other corner we're going to sweep is, if you could be the lead singer of either a boy band or a male runway model, which profession would you choose?
I would have to say the lead singer of a boy band, but like a cool boy band, like Boyz II Men or something like that, you know, real soulful.
Okay. Very nice. You don't want to be like next New Kids on the Block or anything like that.
Yeah, not Backstreet Boys or nothing like that. I have to be Boyz II Men. You know, I could do that.
Nice. And the last question before we let you go today, Curtis, if you could compare yourself to, if we put Curtis Marsh in an NFL uniform right now, which defensive back to play today are you going to remind us of the most?
You know, I would hope that it would be Charles Woodson, you know, because I admire him a lot, and we're similar sizes, and, you know, I like the kind of plays that he makes, and I hope to take my game to that level. So, you know, next year I hope that people say, you know, he looks a lot like Charles Woodson. So.
Nice. You know, Curtis, I'm very impressed by the Charles Woodson. So many young guys come on the show. It's always Darrell Revis, you know. But I like that. Charles Woodson, I mean, he's definitely got the age with him. And so that means you're kind of a little bit of a historian of the game, too.
Yeah, I'm a big football fan, you know, and I love Charles and watching him play. And to me, he's always been one of my favorite corners, and just the way he makes plays, you know, interceptions, taking him to the house, and just the fact that he's still doing it, winning Defensive Player of the Year in his 30s at a position like corner where speed is such a key element. And this is a testament to how skilled he is. So, you know, I hope to be, you know, something like that one day.
Nice. Well, hey, Curtis, we appreciate you taking some time out of your day. I'll look forward to seeing you down in Mobile. I'll be there to cover the Senior Bowl myself, so I'll see you there when you arrive, and best luck moving forward, and we'll look to touch base again.
Okay, thanks a lot. Thanks for having me.
No problem at all. That's Curtis Marsh. He was a Utah State Aggie, second team all-WAC defensive back. Interesting enough, he played 2 years at running back before he got there, and if you listen to the show prior to that, I mean, he asked Coach Anderson if he can make the switch when he arrived, and the rest is history. A very successful night. Young man joining us here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. And again, I'm your show host, Bo Marchant. Remember, later today, we're going to have Bill Hancock, the director of the BCS, on the show tonight. We're also going to have Brian Langhart. He was second team All-MAC in the free safety position. He's also going to be joining us. So, hey, again, 5 o'clock tonight, we're going to have the College Football Insider Show, and you just listened to Curtis Marsh, the Utah Aggie and he's a guy that you're going to pay attention to because he's going to be on the NFL Draft Bible radar. He's going to be on the NFL Draft watch list of these guys as everything moves forward. Thanks for taking some time, and listening to the show.